For generations, the stories of early Asian American communities have been elusive, revealed slowly and painstakingly by scholars hoping to unearth long-buried historical treasure. One of those scholars is Edward Chang, professor of ethnic studies at the University of California, Riverside. And in 2015, he struck gold when an old map of the area led him to the long-lost history of America's first Koreatown. Known as Pachapa Camp, Riverside's Koreatown was home to approximately 300 Korean immigrants beginning in 1904. But a little over a decade later, the community was gone and its stories forgotten for nearly a century. That is, until Professor Chang's research brought it to light once again. And Professor Chang joins us now to tell us more. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, and I want to start with the story of how you uncovered this history. It's quite a remarkable discovery that seemed to happen almost by chance.
Yes. Early 2000, undergrad students here at UCR found a small map produced by the Sanborn Insurance Company of New York in 1908 showing downtown Riverside, and it's a small print, Korean settlement. And at the time, I did not know anything about Pachapa Camp or even Korean community in Riverside. The early Korean immigrants settled in Hawaii, San Francisco, and Los Angeles and elsewhere. But I've never heard anyone mention anything about Riverside, California as, you know, one of the Korean settlements. And I put that in my mind for about 10 years. And I began wondering about this particular map around 2015. And I said, maybe I should look into it. Maybe I can do some research and write an article, maybe. And that's how it got started around 2015.
I see. And once you started doing that research, what did you find? I think one of the remarkable things is that it wasn't just like a small camp for migrant workers. This was a real village. There were women and children. There was a real lifeblood there. What was life like in this first Koreatown?
Yeah, you know, slowly, gradually, I found information here and there, and I struck a gold mine in Korean newspaper called Shinhanminbo, meaning New Korea. And it has tons of information about Pachapa Camp. And one of the most puzzling facts about Pachapa Camp was that it was a family-based community, unlike other Asian immigrant communities at the time. You know, Chinatown, Manila Town was known as a bachelor society. The 90% of the residents of those community were young single men. And yet here in Pachapa Camp in Riverside, it was a family-based, women, children, you know, working, living side by side with their men. And I later found out that leader who established Pachapa Camp, known as the Dosan An Chang Ho, he planned and executed the community known as a Model Community Project. So that's how I was able to uncover a piece of the puzzle here and there.
And I understand that part of this model community idea was that life was pretty strict in Pachapa Camp, right? No smoking, no drinking, no gambling. What was that all about?
Yeah, he wanted to project the image of Korean immigrants as being model citizen. And he always emphasized honesty, integrity as a virtue of man. And at the time, Korea was being in the process of being colonized by Japan. So his idea was, you know, we need to reform. We need to have a character revolution. And each one of us should educate themselves and understand what we need to do, strengthen our own character, our, you know, through education, our nation. And therefore, he imposed, you know, very strict self-regulation. And he was also experimenting with democracy, democratic principle, that leaders were elected by the people. And that was unheard of at the time in Korea, because Korea was ruled by King of Korea until 1910, absolute supreme power. So he also imposed very strict self-regulation, that no drinking, no gambling, women were required to wear white traditional dress, And so, you know, he wanted to have this community by themselves and strengthen and build strength through character.
I wonder then how you reflect on that history now when we sometimes see people refer to Asian Americans as a model minority. It's sort of a backhanded compliment sometimes used to disparage other ethnic groups and saying, well, you know, Asian Americans were able to advance and prosper. Why can't you?
Yeah, that's a little bit different concept, you know, model minority myth. The model community project I'm talking about here is different. This was to strengthen the Korean immigrant community to free Korea from Japanese colonialism. So in order to free Korea from Japanese colonial domination, you had to build strength, build character.
Well, let's dig into this connection to the movement for Korean independence, since you mentioned it, because they're literally an ocean apart. So how did the Pachapa camp help lay the foundation for Korea's independence?
Korean National Association was born around 1909, and many of the members were residing in Pachapa camp. And Korean National Association tried to represent entire people of Korea. And their purpose was to free Korea from Japanese colonialism. And in 1911, after Dosan An Chang-ho returned from Korea, they had the third Korean National Association of North America convention here in Riverside, California. At the convention, they passed 21 articles of governance. And this 21 articles of governance was the basis for forming democratic republicanism of Shanghai-based provisional government of Korea in 1919. And until now, historians in Korea really did not know how and where all of a sudden Korean provisional government of Shanghai declared democratic republicanism. I trace it back to Riverside, California in 1911, third Korean National Association of North America Convention.
So in Pachapa Camp, you have this thriving, growing Koreatown. You have great political significance, as you just described. And then yet by 1918, the community is basically gone, and most of its history vanishes right along with it. What happened?
Yes, in 1913, unfortunately, the weather, a deep freeze, freezing weather wiped out citrus industry in Riverside, California. And because of that, the employment opportunities to work in, you know, farmland evaporated, and many workers began to relocate to nearby towns, different places, Central California, such as Ridley, Danuba, Willows, Sacramento. And it began to dwindle down. By 1913, there were only 6-7 families residing in Pachapa camp. And they were able to maintain its community until 1918. But in 1918, they could no longer sustain it and decided to move to nearby places. And therefore, it ended Pachapa camp era altogether in 1918.
Well, you have to wonder what could have been if not for the whims of the weather. I guess we'll never know, but there is now a new way for people to learn about what did happen in Pachapa camp, because your university, UC Riverside, has collected some of the artifacts you found and put them on display in a new exhibit, which means that for the first time in over a century, people can actually go and take a look and learn about these stories of early Korean Americans. And I guess I'm just wondering what that means to you personally, to have been the one who played such a big role in resurrecting this forgotten past.
Well, it's for me personally, it's one of the most gratifying research projects I've ever involved with. You know, I've published 12 books and numerous articles, but this is the most important and most gratifying and historically significant research project I've ever involved with. You know, it's very ironic that I've been here at Riverside for 30 years, and until 5 years ago, I did not know anything about it. And no one knew anything about it. And now, uncovering a buried past of Korean American, Asian American history, through that, we are learning, we're living history today through this exhibition. So I feel most, you know, very satisfied, most gratifying, and I encourage everyone, you know, to come and take a look at the exhibition.
Edward Chang is a professor of ethnic studies at the University of California, Riverside. He's also founding director of the Young Oh Kim Center for Korean American Studies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.